Rambam, Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet, says, Mitzvah Sneachanukah, Mitzvah Chavivo hi ad moed. V'tzorech Adam Rizoyabo, Kedei Lohidia Haneis, Elohoysis B'Shevach HaKel. Afiyin Einu Ma'ala Yochal, Elamin Hatztoko, Shoyal, Oymoycha Ksusu V'lekeach Shem V'Nirus Amadlik. The Lashon of the Rambam here is different than anywhere else. You don't find this Lashon of Chaviva hi ad moed. So we have to understand what is the Rambam teaching us and what is the Chavivus of this mitzvah that is something special. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Midbar coming to Eretz Yisrael. By Srishan there were Nisim. We don't find that Lashon by any of the other things, only by this. So obviously there's something very special and different which we have to tap into on these days of Chanukah. And we're all familiar, mentioned before, the words of the Taz, Bach, we saw last time. Shleikovum na mishte of simcha, elala halal lahoidos. It's a different sort, a completely different nace that there were. And what do we emphasize? We emphasize the nace of the Pach Shemen, which we'll see why we're emphasizing that. The Muhammad sort of put aside. And all the memories we do is basically for the Pach Shemen. What was Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zeh? And how are we fulfilling our obligation of L'Hoidos U'L'Hallel with the Hadlaka of the Ner? What are we meant to remember? So we mentioned the Divrei Chazal, that someone told the Yevonim that mitzvah achas yesh biyodom, and if you're zoichet to muvatel them, then they avudim. That's a mitzvah adlokas in there. Omdu v'timu kol hashmanim. Kishechozer b'tshuva limtza nafshem al aveda, Hashem saved them, etc. Obviously, there's something special about this mitzvah Hadlokas HaNer and what happened. And why would they have been avudim if they wouldn't have happened, had that mitzvah? Some want to explain that the reason why the Hadlokas of Ner is something special is because of its timidius. If you muvatl it one time, there's something a bit of the timidius. But there's more to it than that. Chazal tell us something fascinating. The Yevonim didn't take the Shemen and pour it out and got rid of it. They were metame the Shmonim and they left them b'mkoimam. What for? Why did things happen in that way? So Baron Kotler Zatzal, in Mishnah Sevaron, explains the following concept. As we know, he says, the Menorah is a remes for Torah. And the Hadlaka of the Shemen has to be Shemen Tohor, teaches us, as a Baron, that Limud HaTorah has to be Betara. And when the Yevonim were Metame the Shmonim, their Kavono was, explains the Baron, to be Machnis Chochme Yevonis of theirs into the Torah. And the Torah which will be learned, and the Torah which will, the menorah stands for, will not be Betara. They understood, he explains, that if they would pour away the shemen, and there wouldn't be anything, there would be anusim and peturim in a mitzvah. But if they only had shemen tome, and they would use that to be madlik the ner, they would have felt that they had achieved something. They were machnis the machshove yevonis into the Torah HaKadosh. And that's pshat. Hey, ma you avudim. Because once you mix anything into Torah, and it's not reina Torah, then we're lost. And when they found the one par shemen, which was still tahor, for them that was a tremendous limud. That as long as there's still a remnant of Torah which can be done betara, that will cause the kiyum of kol ha-Torah kula. The Sfarnu says, Kasher ma'arvim tavas gashmias ma'abdim es koyach ha'avona belimut ha-Torah. Parsha d'Arayit. When a person mixes tava gashmias into himself, his understanding of Torah is not going to be the same. Because the two don't go together. That's a famous Bavusta, Chavos Alvovos, and Shach Hezman HaNefesh, who says that those two things cannot be together. Avas Oilam HaZeh and Avas Oilam HaBo. The Lashon he uses is Hemtzorah Yisrael HaZeh. Can't go together. V'i'ef Shah, says the Chavos Alvovos, Shiskaimu B'Lev Echad. To be together. Similarly, if one wants to have a seichel hayosha to be able to understand Torah HaKadosha, it cannot be when his lev also has within it ava l'tanuge olam hazeh. And Mesir Shasharim writes it very clearly as well in the first perek. He says, as long as a person is nimshach acharei taivus oidam hazeh, the more he is nimshach acharei taivus oidam hazeh, kein misrachik me'avodas Hashem. It's in a chayach. Like Eliyahu HaNavi said, Bahar HaKalma, you have to make up your mind. Al mosa atem poisim al shnei asifim. Are you l'Hashem, are you l'Baal? Trying to straddle in both worlds doesn't work. The commitment has to be l'Hashem, to Chochmas HaTorah Tahira. Sfasemes Ben Yoni Chanukah says that the Pasuk says, Hitzio Mimasker Nafshi Lohidoisa Shemrecha. In order to have proper Haidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to get ourselves out of that which is closing, being Soigar Nefesh, Dahainu the Olam Hagashmi. The goof holds us back. And that's what we ask for. Pishul Yisharei Tzedek, Ovoi Voimo Deko. That we're closed. Our nefesh is enclosed in our goof, and we're allowing the goof to take over and to be more powerful. And that's what the Yontif of Chanukah is there for. To teach us that Tahara is imperative for the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael and to be able to learn Torah properly. Chayim Zavova says, Ben Odom, Roy lecho ladas, ki hasoina hagadol sheyesh lecho ba'olam hu yitzrecha. Your greatest enemy in this world is your yetzer. Hanimsach bekoiches nafshecha, u'mishtate vidcho b'hanhogas chushech agufanim v'archanim. Hamoishel besoides nafshecha. He's your baleitzer. He takes over. And he's in charge of everything. If we would understand this yesod of the Chayvus Alvavus, Moshe Shmuel put it, Shekol Ritzoneinu, V'chol Ha'Oil Al Da'ateinu, Machshavoseinu, קרוב ל-100% שהוא מהבלדובה שלנו. מה גדול לו מדוקדקס הבדיקה והביקר שצורך לערך בכל מחשבה ויצא. And therefore we have to be so careful. Whatever comes to our mind, we have to first check it. Where is it coming from? What's the source? Is it to bring us more tara or the other way? Chas v'shalom. And he says something fascinating. In Neida Dvorim Elu, he says, if you know three things, you can be okay. Chada. The Ramban says, Shiyargil ha'odam letayas atzmei, ayidei shlo yimale ta'avosei. Don't always have everything you want. Be able to hold back. Afloi pam. And he quotes the famous Ravid, the Bali HaNefesh, afilu bedvorim ketanim b'yoser. Tomid yifresh yimashu min alechem. He says, min aglida, min ha'shokolad, etc. Leave something over. Tainus ha'Ravid. Be in control. Show that you're in control and not your tainus are in control. That's the first thing. V'sheinis. Quoting the Rambam, she ilmad lema'is es chaye hachoyme v'lirois es ha'or v'atoiv shebechaye hanefesh. To think about life, what is important, what isn't important, where is their chiyus and where is their not. In chayrom hazeh there may be fleeting benefits and enjoyment, but there's nothing which remains. V'ashlishis divrei chayvus alvovus שלוי לסוח דאס מן הסוינה בנפש שבקרבנו. וליאס אירים לא תומד. Always be aware that he's there. And he's active. And he's proactive. בשלושה אלה, he says, יש תקווה שנוכל לטהר ליבנו לעובדו בלב אבשלי. If we work on those three things, not to be mala atayvus, and to realize that chaye hachoyme is mo'us, and to realize where there is only good, b'chaye ha'toyra, and not to be foolish, and not to realize that every moment we're in the hands of the Yetzer, who only wants to get us. And our job is to be aware and cognizant of that. That's our job. And that's the Tara which we are taught from the Nes of Hanukkah. They wanted us to light with Hashem and Hatome to bring in the Chochmah Yevonis into the Torah Hakdoshah. And they wanted that we should falter because of that. And we would fall because of that. What's pshat in that case of the Chazal, the Chochmah Umas Tamin, Chochmah Goyim Tamin? They have Chochmah Saseicha, but they don't have the Chochmah which is Chochmah Sateira. Teira Bagoyim Al Tamin, they don't have it. They may be wise in certain ways, but it's not who they are. It's a famous Maisa, which Rabbi Chaim always used to tell over, about the famous philosopher Aristo, who said droshes and droshes about human behavior, about all sorts of good traits to have, v'chulei v'chadoyma. And pamachas, his students found him doing a double mo'us ad mo'id. And they said to him, Professor Aristo, what's going on with you? This is not... He said, that's when I'm in the classroom. I'm Professor Aristo. No, I'm Mr. Aristo. It's two different things. That's the goyim. But the Torah is meant to be part of us. We're not having that difference. There's no separation. It's not a seichel dikazach which has no effect on us. It's not a piece of knowledge which we acquire and has no effect. Chas v'shalom. Torah mitzaref es adam. And we see, look throughout history and even Haint, where's the greatest sinas ha-Yehudim come from? From the colleges, from the universities, from the place where the people are meant to be Baalei Seichel, intelligentsia. They are the most mushchosim because they have no shaychus. But the Tairach Daisha, when it's learned Batara, and when we're Moisa Nefesh to be Matai Libeno, that changes us. And then Torah's Matzari Ves Adam. But calls a man that we are straddling both those worlds, and we're trying to satisfy our needs and, so to speak, desires, it's not going to work. And that's the quintessential milchama between Yovan and Klal Yisrael. We don't find during the other galuyos that the Yidden were trying to become like the others. They weren't misparadim, they're pros, they weren't, didn't be trying to come Edom. We only find by Yovan there was a misyavnim, because they managed to inculcate and get into us and take away from our Tara and take away from what we had. And that's why it was attractive. There was a chitzonius dika pleasure which they were showing and with which they successfully managed to persuade so many. That's the ultimate battle between Yovan and Klal Yisrael. What is chachma? What is shlemus? Is it fulfilling the ta'anuge haguf or the toyah and shlemus of the ruchnius? That's why the Yevonim made their gezeiros all on dvarim ruchniim, because they knew that was the only way to get us. They wanted to have their shitta be in Klal Yisrael. They wanted to take away the maila that there is of kedusha v'tara, and to make us like the rest. And they were successful because it looked like something which was exciting. And that's why they were harbe harbe misyavnim. Comes Hanukkah, and we're given the opportunity once a year to recognize that the only way Klal Yisrael has a kiyum is through the Torah of Torah. We say in our davening, "V'tahir libeinu liyavdecha be'emes," because the only way we can be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes is v'taras alev. When we let the lev be poseach hashnei ha'seifim, then we go back to the Chayv Zavavas who says it's not shayach. It's not going to happen. We won't be successful. It's not shaykh to be successful. And therefore, this Yontif of Chanukah is there to ma'ir within us that nakuda of Tara, which we have, but to recognize that the only way we'll be successful even in our learning and be successful in bringing out the best of who we really are is when we metai libeinu. When we put aside and we train ourselves that we don't have to have everything of Gashmias. Even it's just a training to stop one small thing. I don't need everything. I don't need to taste every type of donut and spend $20 on a donut because it was made by a certain person. That's not mitzvah hayom l'chayr. To train ourselves that we can say no. Tainus arrived. Leave over something. You don't have to finish every last bit that's on your plate. Because if you do, that shows that you're not in charge. That your gashmis has taken you over. And you're not in charge, and therefore you're not going to be zeicher to Torah the way you could be. If we want to be zeicher to emes dika Torah, and to learn the way it should be, and to mechadish chidushim, and to understand, people have this thing of mechadish chidushim. Someone once came to the stipler, and he complained to his friends, all mechadish chedushim and saying Torahs, and he doesn't have that in him. So Stiper told him, if you understand a rishon the way it's meant to be, that's a chedush ray, don't worry, you don't need any more than that. But the only way we're going to get to that is v'tahir libeinu, Rabbi say. Give up something. Take those three nekudas, which Moshe Shmuel said. Yargid odam natas atzmei, shalo yemale tavosei. Shielamed es atzmei lemoes es chaye hachoyme veliris es ha'or v'atoyv shebechaye ha'nefesh. We're not giving ourselves the chance to feel that good. And always be aware that he's there to get us. If we try those things, we end with the words that he says so beautifully, Yesh tikva, shenuchal letayel libeinu la'avdei b'lev avshalom.